Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, global warming and record hot summers have increased the pace of glacier loss, and the melting ice has exposed a huge range of archaeological finds. These objects and remains tell stories of human skill, adventure and conflict that are thousands of years old. Well, to tell me about it, I'm joined now by Julian Post Melbay, who is an archaeologist at the Museum of Cultural History at the University of Oslo in Norway. Julian, thank you for being with us this morning. We should begin, of course, by saying it's a tragedy that human activity is leading to the faster pace of these glaciers melting, shouldn't we? Because that is essentially what's happening.
Yes, it is. And it's a double-edged sword for us archaeologists. It's a very exciting time to be involved in the field. We get a new source material to work with. But the backdrop is that we see from year to year while doing field work that the ice is slowly disappearing in the Norwegian mountains.
Mm-hmm. The work that you're involved in, though, to secure these objects that melt out of the glaciers and the ice patches, this is in an area north of Oslo in Norway. You might tell us a little bit more about the history of that area that you're focused on.
Yeah. So this is the mountains of the southern half of Norway, where all the highest peaks are located. Norway is very known for its high mountains, glaciers, and snow, and these are some of the very heavily touristed areas today. But this area has been frequented by people for ever since the Ice Age retracted, and they've been hunting, they've been fishing, and then later through the Iron Age, they've been living in these areas. So here we have 8,000 years of continuous human history to search through, and now that the glaciers and ice is melting, we also find artifacts that they lost on the ice while living their lives here in the past.
So tell us then about the kinds of things that you have managed to find.
Yeah, so the great thing for archaeologists with the ice is that organic material is preserved. So it's all these things we don't find in normal archaeological excavations. Such as, like, normally we find iron, pottery, stone, but here we find wood, we find leather objects, we find textiles and feathers, everything that people would have otherwise as well. So when we find a lot of arrows, we mean complete arrow shafts with feathers on them. We find the bows, we find knives with their handles, we found a complete Roman tunic, we find shoes, sandals, we find mittens from the Viking Age. We find horse equipment, we find dead pack horses. It's everything they would need to either go hunting in the mountains or to travel through the mountain passes while conducting trade or moving around on their summer farms.
It's incredible. And of course, these items are really well preserved because of the ice, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They are pretty much pristine. Wood that's been preserved in the ice for a few thousand years, and when it melts out, we can pick it up. You could have probably used it again if you want to. But the great part for us is we get a whole new source material that enhances the picture of other archaeological finds. So, for example, on normal Stone Age sites, we'll have lots of lithic arrowheads made out of flint or quartzite. But here we have the complete arrow shafts as well. So it gives us it revitalizes a lot of the archaeological material we already have in our museum collections in Northern Europe.
Mm-hmm. And for you, what has been the most interesting or exciting discovery, Julian, that you've been involved in?
I've been present for a lot of spectacular finds over the years, all the way from complete skis ranging from the Viking Age and arrows made out of shell. But my personal favorite is we found a toy. This was a toy arrow, maybe for a child 5, 6, 7 years of age. And this was found at the top of a mountain pass at almost 2,000 meters above sea level on the upside of a glacier. So it really, for me at least, that was one of the moments where I could feel the impact of our work, where we populate the mountain with everyday lives of people. It's not some kind of hunting expedition or something rare to be up in these high mountains. It's part of the society as a whole and things that people would have to do in their daily lives.
And it was clear to you when you saw this thing that it was a toy?
Well, it took a couple of minutes because, you aren't expecting to find a toy. So your sight is kind of calibrated for looking for either transportation equipment or hunting equipment or something like that. So it takes some time, and then suddenly it clicks in your mind what you actually are looking at. And I feel that was a profound moment for me as an archaeologist, like what I think about the past use of the high mountains.
Yeah, I'm sure you're aware here that we often make discoveries in Irish bogs, and the preservation element might have something in common with what you're seeing there with the ice preserving the items, except the ice is probably better at preservation than the bog, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Like, the bog finds from Ireland are amazing, then some of them are incomparable, you know. But the great thing about the ice is that the structural integrity of the, for example, the wooden objects are still intact. So if you find wood in a bog, it looks nice, but if you try to pick it up, it's like trying to grab a sponge. You will squeeze it and you have to stabilize it with chemicals. But the wood from the glaciers in, for example, Norway or Switzerland or the Alps as a whole, is structural integrity is still there, so we can pick them up and handle them with ease.
Julian, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. It's great to talk to you. Julian Post-Melbay is an archaeologist in the University of Oslo.